are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Well, praise the Lord, men, women of God, mighty men, women of valor. We thank God for you today. We thank God for his goodness, mercy, loving kindness. I want to remind you about our conference that we have coming up, the Christ in the Marketplace Conference. It's going to be February the 19th through the 21st. And we will be calling this conference, or the conference will be called the Business Anointing. The Business Anointing. There are people out there, you are anointed for business. Could I say something that might be a little controversial for a lot of folks? I believe that we're all capable of business. So glory to God. At least those that are born again, you are capable of business. As a matter of fact, one of the days, Monday at 12 p.m., I will be having a class, and I will be dealing with streams of income, because sometimes we could be working a job. Oh, glory to God. Because I'm not telling you to come off of your job, but you need to realize that you can also have streams of income, more than one source of income. Can I say something? If you're born again, you have the greatest businessman that ever walked the face of the planet on the inside of you. That's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, sometimes I'm a little hesitant about using the word man, because he was the Son of God. Oh, glory to God. And so we thank God for him. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But still, while he was on this planet, oh, glory to God, you need to keep in mind that he was a businessman. But anyways, I'll talk a little bit about that later on. Let me get back to the conference that we will be having coming up. It's going to be, as a matter of fact, 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida, zip code 32935. I'm going to say that again so that you can have time to write it down. I'll be saying it again at the end of the broadcast. 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. If you want to reach out to us for more information, you can do it through VIP Ministries at att.net. That's VIP Ministries at att.net. Let me spell it out for some of you all. It's V-I-N-P, then Ministries at att.net. Or you can reach out to me personally at Tom Robb 7662@gmail.com. Oh, glory to God. For more information, we'll be glad to give you more information. What we want to do, at least we want to make the night sessions. We want to make the night sessions available to you. And so we're going to be doing video through WebEx Meet. WebEx, that's WebEx, the WebEx app. Some of you all to do even more, but we want to make the evening sessions available. And so if you would like to be able to watch the evening sessions online through the WebEx app, that's WebEx app. Once again, you can reach out and contact us at VIP Ministries, IES, Ministries at att.net, or Tom Robb 7662@gmail.com. www.thebrotherhoodmovement.com. We'll have this information on also all throughout this week. Our broadcast is at from 6 to 6:30 p.m. If this is your first time joining us, and so we want you to be able to write down this information. And so we're going to be starting on the 19th, and we're going to have Dr. Andrew Lloyd, international businessman. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And we just believe he's going to be a blessing to you. And that's going to be Saturday at 5 p.m. We're going to kick it off Saturday at 5 p.m. Then we're going to come right back. We're going to have him Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Dr. Andrew Lloyd, Sunday morning at 11 a.m. And then I will be there Sunday night at 5 p.m. Oh, glory to God. And I want to be dealing with a subject about stepping out. You know, I just believe that God does his best work at night. Come on. He does his best work in times of darkness. And sometimes we want to wait till everything seems like it's good. You know, the Bible in the book of Ecclesiastes, I believe it's chapter 11. The Bible says to sow in the day and sow in the evening. Come on, sow when you can't see your way and sow when you can see your way. And so, praise God, there are times that we feel comfortable stepping out, amen, when we can see how it's going to be done, when we can see how God's going to do it, when we have a lot of money in our pocket. But there are times when God will inspire us and stir us to step out, oh glory to God, even in business, in times of darkness. And I want to show that to you in the Bible, where people begin to step out, oh glory to God, in business, that business was upon their lives, and God put them in business in times of darkness. And even share some testimonies of people that stepped out in times of darkness. And then that will be the Sunday evening at 5 p.m. Then I'll be right back Monday at 12 p.m. Monday at 12 p.m. And I'll be dealing with streams of income, more than one source of income. Like I was saying a little bit earlier, you can work a job. You can work your job. We're not calling you off your job. I don't believe that everybody's called to come off of their job to work a business. But you have business on the inside of you, because if you have Christ on the inside of you, you also have business on the inside of you. And you say, why do you say that? Why do you say that? Well, praise the Lord. You know, a lot of times we got to look at the heart of the Father. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say that again. We got to look at the heart of the Father. You know, when Jesus was born, the Bible lets us know that Jesus was not born in a temple. He wasn't born in a tabernacle. Oh, glory to God. But God strategically, divinely sent him, into the marketplace. It shows that God has a heart for the marketplace. God has a heart for the sinner, where the sinners spend the majority of their time. Oh, glory to God. You know, I found out, being a businessman, that I could promote Christ, witness to Christ, use my business as a platform to exalt Christ. And so we see that Christ was born in a place. Now, you may say, well, yeah, he was born in a stable. For some of you deep folks, you know, yes, he was born in a stable, which is like the parking lot of a hotel. Come on, like an inn. As a matter of fact, you know, they would park their animals, their camels, their donkeys, in the parking lot of the inn or the stable. Oh, glory to God. So that their animals could be refueled. Come on, it's kind of like how we do our vehicles. We refuel them so that they could be fed and watered. And so Jesus Christ was born, somebody say, I want you to say it, in a place of business. In a place of business. Can I tell you something? Jesus' first visitors, they were shepherds. I'm going to say that again. Jesus' first visitors, they were shepherds. Come on, they were small businessmen. Oh, glory to God. Are you getting this? Are you seeing this? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I believe that God wants to use the marketplace to impact the marketplace even in these last days. Now, the Bible tells us that Jesus told a parable, and when Jesus told this parable, he talked about the businessman, the landowner, who would go into the marketplace at various times and hire people, oh glory to God, to come and to work in his place of business or at his place of business. And the Bible says that around the last hour, come on, he went out in the last hour to hire more people to work for him. Get this, the last hour. I believe that we are in the last hour. And when he got there, there were people that were standing around in the marketplace. And he said, well, why have you been standing around in this marketplace all day long? And they said, we have no one to hire us. Can I tell you something? There are people standing around, oh, glory to God, waiting on somebody to hire them, not recognizing that they have business upon their life. Oh, glory to God, that they are called to business. This is why sometimes they can't even stay in a place too long. This is what, you know, some of you all, God has given business idea, witty inventions. Come on, oh, glory to God. And you've just put them off. You wrote them down and laid them on the table. Oh, glory to God. You have forgotten how to dream, but you come to this conference, you're getting ready to dream again. Come on. You're getting ready to see again. You're getting ready to see visions. Come on. Dream dreams. God got business on the inside of you. Hallelujah. I'm stirring it up right now, even by faith, talking about this. Some of you all, even as you're listening to me, business is coming alive in your hearts again. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. And so he said, why are you standing around? And they said, we have no one to hire us. And the Bible says that the businessman, the landowner said, come and work for me. And that's what God is saying, even in this last hour, come and work for me. And some of you all, you say, well, you know, you're looking at your age even now. You're looking at your age and you're saying, well, you know, I'm in the last hours of my life. I'm not capable of doing this in the last hours of my life, but the devil is a liar. Oh, glory to God. And the truth is not in him. You know, when you look at how, when God used Abraham, come on, hallelujah. Abraham was old. He was so old, the old people were saying, man, you're old. Come on. Oh, glory to God. But yet God birthed a child, birthed Isaac through Abraham in the last hour, in the last part of his life. Come on, somebody. What am I saying? That you are capable of business and even starting a business, oh glory to God, even in your late age. Don't let it keep you from coming to this conference. Can I tell you a testimony? I was working with a individual, and they received a phone call from their mom, and their mom had a financial need, and the income that she had was not cutting it. Come on, she was retired, and she wasn't making and getting enough money. And so she was calling her daughter, and her daughter was saying, I don't have the money to give you. I don't have that type of money to give you. And I was listening in on the conversation, and I said, let me speak to your mom. And so she began to let me speak to her mom. And I said, Mama, what do you have in your house? And she said, well, I don't have anything in my house, because I was asking her, what do you have in your house to give? Sometimes you got to begin to activate. Well, anyways, let me just get back to the story. And so I said, you don't have no canned goods. And she was like, no. And I said, you don't have this and that to give. And she kept saying no. And all of a sudden she thought about a bedroom that she had a bunch of stuff in. She was using it as a storage room. And I said, Mama, I want you to begin to call people up, go into that bedroom, and begin to give that stuff away. Come on. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to make room for the new. Sometimes you got to make room for what God is doing. And all of a sudden, that mother, she began to go in that room. She began to call people up and have people to come and to get that stuff. She began to give stuff away, because sometimes you got to give. Oh, glory to God. Giving is involved. You know, can I tell you something? God put me in business after I sold a seed. Come on. I sold a seed, and someone reached out to me and they said, hey, I'm going to give you this business. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And I knew that I did not have the money to take that business over, but I told that person, I said, you know what? I said, I'll take it. And I gave them a date as the day that I would take the business over. And I gave them a date. I did not have the money for the deposits to take over and stuff. Oh, glory to God. But you know, one thing about God, he's into opening up windows of opportunity. I prayed for people I've heard God say windows of opportunity. And he would do just that, provide them with windows of opportunity. And even with a window of opportunity, you got to step in that wind door. Come on, the wind is with you. The Spirit of God is with you. And so anyways, to make a long story short, God put $10,000 in my hand. Oh, glory to God. It was unexpected money, come on, that hit my hands. And I was able to take over that business and to run that business for 17 years. I had 7 employees, come on, working for me, people that I had hired, come on, to work for me. You know, I tell folks, you're not making money until you start making money in your sleep. Come on. And this is scripture. This is Bible. The Bible says that you will make money, come on, that you'll be blessed in your laying down and then you're rising up. Come on, laying down and then you're rising up. You are supposed to make money in your sleep, according to the Bible. You're sleeping, come on, but yet you're still generating income. Oh, glory to God. And so anyways, getting back to the story, someone called that mother up and said, I have a person that's in need of a room. They're a very old person. You know, they just, you know, all you need is to put them in front of a television. They don't bother nobody and such and such and such. And they have their own money, their own income. And so anyways, to make a long story short, God put this person in the, rent out a room. God put this person in the rent out a room business. Come on, somebody. Because it was a short time later that they were renting out another room to another person. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so all of a sudden, one day, I'm at work and the person pulls up and they have a brand new car. Come on. They were generating so much money from people renting rooms, come on, that they were able to afford a brand new car. What am I saying? I'm saying that God put that old lady, come on, in business. So you don't discount your capability of being in business because of your age. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wasn't expecting to go this long. Hallelujah. Let me check the time real quick. All right. So hopefully I got about 8 minutes left. Jesus Christ was born in a place of business. He did not come in the temple, but he was born, somebody say, in a place of business. I'm just throwing some basic things out there to you. Oh, glory to God, to give you an idea of what this conference is going to be all about. As a matter of fact, they had a hard time seeing Christ as being someone spiritual. Come on. He went back to Nazareth and all they could do was see him as a businessman. They called out the name of his brothers and sisters and, come on, his mama and daddy and said, you know, how can you be doing all of these things? You're a businessman. You're a local businessman. Shoot. Some of the stuff you built tables for us. Come on, I'm paraphrasing. You built doors for us. Come on, you built oxen yokes for us. Come on, how can you be doing all of this thing? We just know you as a businessman. Come on, can I tell you something? Even the oxen yokes, you know, some of you all look at that, you know, and you can only see it from one side, one perspective. Oh, glory to God. But I believe also it was advertisement. Come on. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble and you shall find rest. He says, for my yoke is easy and my load is light. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Who could build a better? And that's in Matthew 11:29-30. Who could build a better yoke oxen than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Come on, somebody. Who could build a lighter yoke oxen than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Come on. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. See, you got to keep in mind that when Jesus told parables, he told parables. The parables were about business. Oh, glory to God. He talked about construction in Matthew 7:24. Rabbi. Oh, glory to God. He talked about winemaking in Luke 5:37-38. He talked about farming in the book of Mark 4, verses 2 through 20, he talked about treasure hunting. In Matthew 13 and 44, he talked about ranching. In Matthew 18, 12 through 14, he talked about management and labor. Come on, yes, yes, Jesus had to have a daily business routine, which probably included calculating the cost of goods and the cost of labor, supply, demand. Come on, establishing competitive pricing. Come on, all of that has to be done. Come on, when you're talking about business, come on, measuring the potential of returns on his investments, all of this, estimating maintenance, all of this had to be done. Come on, oh, glory to God. See, Jesus was a businessman also. He had a business anointing upon him. Even when he spoke about the Father, he says, I must be about my Father's business. Come on, putting you in mind that the Father was business minded. And so we see management and labor. Matthew 20, 1 through 16, a family owned business. Matthew 21, 28 through 31, glory to God. He even spoke about a hostile takeover. Luke 29 through 19, returns on investments. Matthew 25, 14 through 30, future markets. Luke 12, 16 through 31. I'll just say crop yield, management criteria, needs for observation and research. Misuse of money, bankruptcy, all kinds of things dealing with business. I don't have time to go through all of that. You're going to have to come to the conference. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. It's important that you be there because, oh, glory to God, you're going to get truth. You're going to get wisdom. You're going to get word, but also you're going to receive an impartation. Oh, glory to God, an activation. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And that's going to be going on at 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. You need to realize that God wants to use the marketplace. He wants us to impact this marketplace even in these last days. And so that's going to be February the 19th through the 21st. I'm going to say that again. February the 19th through the 21st is going to be starting a Saturday evening with Dr. Lloyd, an internationally known businessman. Oh, glory to God. People come from all over the world. Oh, glory to God, to come to his place of business. It was televised. Come on, God put him on a international level. He's known on a national level and an international level. Oh, glory to God. This is why, hallelujah, I hang around him, because let me say this is, sometimes you got to get around someone who's doing something greater than what you're doing, someone who's operating on a greater level than what you're operating on. And so he will be there Saturday, 5 p.m., oh, glory to God, the 19th, and he'll be right back Sunday morning at 11 a.m. I'm praying about a questioning and answering period where he can answer questions and things like that. Sunday evening, 5 p.m., I will be dealing with the best works. Oh, glory to God. God does his best works in times of darkness. It's really about stepping out, because people have a hard time stepping out in business. And I want to encourage you, activate you. I've laid hands on people. I've prayed for people. Young lady named Tiffany has a thriving business in Texas. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. A person named Eric came all the way from Georgia. Come on, showed up at the conference, and we prayed for him. And when he got back home, there was a wedding store that was being closed down. Come on. And they gave him all the garments and the clothing in the wedding store. Come on. God can open up windows of opportunity for you. And so I'll be right back Monday at 12 p.m. And I'll be dealing with streams of income. And then Dr. Andrew Lloyd will be closing it out on Monday evening at 7:30 p.m. We want you to get there. You say, well, why do I need to get there? Can I tell you something? Hallelujah. When Saul got around the prophets, he began to prophesy. Something got on him. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And I'm believing that something will get on you. How many know that if I'm fighting a cold and you get around me, you can catch what I got? Come on. We have houses. They're being built so close to one another nowadays. You know, if one catch on fire, that means a whole lot of them are going to catch on fire. Can I tell you something? Check this out now. David was a giant killer. Read your Bible. The Bible says that David was a giant killer, and David, there were men that began to get around David and support David, and they began to kill giants also. Come on, what am I saying? I'm saying that it's important, oh glory to God, to get around somebody that has an anointing, that's doing something that you're not doing. Come on, so that it can jump off on you. Hallelujah. And so anyways, that's February the 19th through the 21st. Hallelujah. Starting Saturday at 5 p.m., Sunday morning, 11 a.m., Sunday evening, 5 p.m., Monday, 12 p.m., and closing out on the 21st, Dr. Andrew Lloyd, 7:30 p.m. Oh, glory to God. We want you to be there. All right. And that's VIP Ministries. For more information, VIPMinistries@att.net. Also, you can reach out to me, tomrob7662@gmail.com. Let's see, I'm going to put my telephone number out there. No, I won't put my telephone number out there. Sometimes you have people calling you and they get your number and start calling you for other things. All right. And so God bless you. We love you. And we thank God for WMIE, Pastor Paul. We will talk to you again on tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to VIPMinistries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
New data is poking holes in what's become a prominent cultural myth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. When it comes to divorce, writes Brad Wilcox and Lyman Stone in the Wall Street Journal recently, the research has generally backed the belief that it's best to wait until around 30 to tie the knot. Well, that's because the divorce rate is generally lower for those who wait before they wed. However, according to the National Survey of Family Growth, there's an interesting exception to this modern-day rule of thumb. Couples in their 20s who don't cohabitate first have some of the lowest divorce rates of any group. Now, it's not exactly clear, at least from the research, as to why this is the case. Still, the data sheds further light on the relationship between cohabitation and marriage in American society. Decades of study now have led sociologists to broadly conclude that cohabitation leads to higher rates of divorce. One Stanford study indicates that the rate is twice as high for those who cohabitate with someone other than their future spouse. We generally think that having more experience is better, says University of Denver psychologist Galena Rhodes. But what we find in relationships is just the opposite. More partners means more comparison, she argues. That can make long-term contentment harder. Cohabitation also teaches couples that one can always head for an exit when problems seem too daunting. So as a result, while marriages in general are more stable at 30, marriage to one partner is better, even if it comes at a younger age. Still, despite a significant amount of data that says otherwise, society continues to push a very different story